This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, family and friends. I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., finding God's truth for a way forward together. Good afternoon, family and friends of Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Thank you for joining me on my program called Rise. I'm Renette Marburg, and we have got an action-packed program today. We have the privilege of having Anton van Sail with us all the way from Johannesburg. And so thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're so privileged. And today's topic is something I think we all sometimes have a need to know. What do we do if we have the unction to step into full-time ministry, and or not? You know, we're not here to give you the idea of let's all jump ship, but Anton did an incredible, made an incredible decision after many years of being married and 25 years in the commercial to actually step out, fully surrendered with faith, and stepping into full-time ministry. So, Anton, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Renette. It's really a privilege to be here. I truly pray that God will be glorified today and that people will not so much see me, but Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen. But we're going to take a quick break, and soon after this, we'll leave it up to Anton to explain to us the whole journey of making that profound decision.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back, family. And we have the privilege of having Anton van Sail in the studio with us today from Kairos. Am I saying it right?
Kairiso.
Kairiso. Yes. I apologize. Kairiso Ministries. And you're the founder of that. And Anton, you know, we know that you have spent many, many years in the commercial field. And then the Lord had a calling, even though you knew from many years back that you had a calling. And, you know, family, we talk about things that often don't get spoken about, but sometimes decisions get made, and we're wanting to know, how did you make that profound decision after so many years of having a salary, a career, and said, okay, I'm going to step out in full faith of how into this ministry, and tell us, what was the journey?
Renette, yeah, thank you. It really was a God journey. Like you correctly said, I felt the calling for quite a long time, many years. I never took it serious up until 2015, when I went for my first international outreach. there I felt God really speak to me and calling me into ministry, into more. At that stage, I wasn't quite sure what this meant, what it looked like. I had a job. I was comfortable. My wife, my three children, we were all quite comfortable. And obviously, this is not something you just decide to do and then you do it. You need to spend hours at the feet of Christ. You need to know His exact will, and you need to make sure that this is what God's calling you to do. The next thing is your family needs to be on board with you. You cannot step out and do this without the family being involved and without the family's approval, and especially your spouse,
yes.
Because she contributes and she assists just as much
and supports
just as much. And thank you to my wife, who's a wonderful lady, and she supported me tremendously during this whole process. I think God's call was gradual for me. It wasn't, and I would like to say now that I've spoken to quite a few people. Nobody's call is exactly the same. Everybody had a different road to walk, and everybody had a different call and a different way in which it happened. When I first felt it, I realized that, okay, this is where I am, and I just need to do it here where I am, at work and those kind of things. eventually I felt, no, I need to do more. I cannot actually just stay at work and do it at work. At that stage, I was working for an international company. Slowly but surely, I think it was in 2017, we were on another outreach in France, and I had a prophetic word that I am going to step out. And I made note of that. It's important to keep note of these things.
Yes, we need a journal so it can manifest.
Yes. And always you need to be reminded of when God spoke to you and what he told you. You know, that's so important. God speaks to us all the time in different ways. COVID hit, and the company I was working for started retrenchments, and I actually felt this is the time. But stepping back a little bit, before that, apologies, I had to really pray that the Lord will speak to my wife as well about this, because although she supports me, she needs to be, like we said earlier, 100% on board and know that this is going to change our entire way of living in the process. And during that time, one morning she came to me and we received our retrenchment letters and everything. And she came to me and she said to me, maybe this is your time. Maybe this is your time to step out into full-time
Praise
ministry.
The Lord.
And I knew that's already another prayer answered, because that was one of my big prayers, that she will be 100% on board. And that's where the journey started. But I must be honest with you. Honestly, I had to spend hours and hours at the feet of Jesus Christ to make sure that this is his will, to ask for confirmation, to make sure that I'm not stepping. You know, they say the safest place is to be in the center of God's will, and that is so true. There is nowhere else that is safe. And to spend time with him and to spend time in his presence to make sure that this, what you're doing is right, yes, that's important.
That is powerful. And what does Carisu mean?
Apologies. Carisu is the Greek word for proclaim. Mm-hmm. And we felt that we had to proclaim the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. When we started researching proclaim, because originally we thought proclaim ministries is the name, felt God said no. And I felt God saying to me, look at the Greek. And the Greek word is kariso, which is herald or proclaim.
Fantastic. Okay, so now what does your ministry look like? You know, sometimes we think we need to draw crowds, and are you an evangelist? And, you know, we're not quite sure what that's supposed to look like. Am I the next Joyce Meyer? Are you the next Uncle Angus? What is it that the Lord asks us in this time? Because I really feel that we sometimes think we're not worth it, we're not worthy, we're not knowledgeable, we're not educated, we're not trained, and we have a million reasons why we're disqualifying ourselves when God has just said, move. And I mean, he chose disciples that came from all walks of life, and there was a reason for that. So at the end of the day, we need to understand that we are individuals and uniquely designed for our journey.
Yes, that's very important, what you said there, Renate. Everybody is an individual, and God's call on each person's life is different. Not everybody is called to go into full-time ministry. Not everybody is called to be in a business environment. We need to be careful and really listen to where God calls us to be. Kirusa Ministries, our main aim and purpose is to proclaim Jesus Christ as King, as Lord and Savior. To proclaim the gospel, purely the gospel, and to train people to do the same. We really focus on South Africa, on businesses. We support businesses and in prayer. We support churches and other ministries to do outreaches and to train them to do outreaches. We love to take people on outreaches. We don't evangelize like Uncle Angus and you know, the big people out there, but we spend time focusing on individuals and individual ministry, which means we do travel South Africa, and Europe is big on our hearts, especially Poland. Really, I've got a soft spot for Poland and the Polish people, and I think God's placed that in my heart, and he's really called me there to do that.
Fantastic. You said you were going in November, so may the Lord use you mightily and open up all the doors for you
that can be
a new field for you.
Thank you.
But Anton, in the process, like we have a specific, your heartbeat is for what is your target market of ministry? Who are you ministering to? Because I want you to share that, because I think it is clearly sometimes not the ones that are running the most amazing race, but those that are running a race where they need hope, wisdom, guidance, acknowledgement of who they are. So share that with me. I think it is such a beautiful, if you can just explain to us what your journey was down here, because we do not realize that every person the Lord loves, he came for everyone.
Amen.
And if you tell us.
Great. Renette, so we really do feel that there's so many people that's overlooked in society. So many people, so many times people are looking at the people that's got it made and that's living a really comfortable life and everything. But there's so many people out there that's really struggling, especially we see it after COVID. People are struggling and people have so many questions and they don't know the answer, which is Jesus Christ. And we are trying to reach these people with the answer and guide them and just show the love of Jesus to them. So as an example, on the journey down to Cape Town, we stop at the petrol attendants, the waiters in the restaurant, and we minister to them. So many of them are often overlooked. I don't say always, but often overlooked. They're really desperately needed. There's so many people out there on the street today. We've seen in Johannesburg during COVID so many people losing their jobs, shortly afterwards losing their homes and everything they've got, and they've got no hope. And it's to bring hope back to these people, and that hope is Jesus Christ. That future, their identity, their future is in Jesus Christ. But we can't just tell them; we need to show them. We need to practically show them that love as well, and care for them. And that was our journey, and that is our journey here. So when we go to Cape Town, when we go to Beaufort West, when we go to Poland, we show the love and take the love of Jesus Christ out there and show people. And we show it to the people on the street, the people that's really down and out.
That is so vital because, we marginalize and we limit the Lord in so many ways. And this is where you can give them an option. As I said, the Lord really, this verse was saying, we need to be vigilant and not allow anyone to take our crown, because God has given a crown to even the poorest. Mm. And he came to this earth for the poor, the lowly, and the lost, and the hopeless. And as you know, family, this is a program where we just want to get you kick-started. Get back into the frame of mind who God is, and he can use us. And when we are start ministering out of our own loss, we can really, really be of value to his kingdom, and he will look after us in that process. I just want you to understand that here is just an ordinary life. Anton is just an ordinary man that came out of a circumstance, and God is using him in an extraordinary way, and he's touching the lives of just the one in front of him, and which is amazing. It's amazing. And just at that moment, you were going to share when you were at the police station.
Sure. We arrived in Beaufort West, and the morning we decided we didn't decide. We felt we need to visit the police station. Every morning when we're on an outreach, we first spend time in prayer, asking the Lord where to go that day, what to do for that day, and definitely we felt we had confirmation about the police station that we need to visit. We arrived there and we walked in, and a high-ranking official came down and asked us what we're looking for. So we said, we're actually looking for the station commissioner. We want to pray with her and share a little bit of the gospel with her, and if there's anybody else that we can pray for. And the Lord came through in a way that we could not believe. She told us there's 20 admin people, and she will get them together quickly in a boardroom, and we can pray and minister there and hand out Bibles. When we arrived there, there were way more than 20 people that we could just address quickly and pray for them as a group together. But what was most precious is the time afterwards we could spend with certain individuals ministering to them. And honestly, it was a God-given moment. It was godly inspired, and the Holy Spirit really moved and led us to very specific people that we need to minister to. It was just, we still stand in awe of what God did Friday morning at the police station. It was amazing.
That is incredible. So that's like that one-on-one connection with the Lord. Yes. And he says, we can only, if we love ourselves, we cannot, he gives us that opportunity to love our neighbor. And we need to understand that we cannot be that person for our loved ones that are standing in front of us and that are needy. And the fact that the police station just even opened up, which shows there's a hunger for the gospel. The people are searching, people are needing to be renewed and refreshed. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to listen to an amazing track. But as soon as we get back, we're going to continue with this conversation. And thank you, Anton, for that beautiful testimony.
Thank you,
Renette. And we will be with you straight after this.
Thank you.
Rise with Renette Myberg. Finding God's truth for the way forward together.
Good afternoon, family and friends. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for staying tuned. But we've got a fabulous guest in our studio today, Anton van Sail. He's all the way from Johannesburg. He's got his assistant with us, who's young, and Richard. And we're so grateful that, even the young people get called into full-time ministry. And, we often get told now, okay, you got retrenched. I got retrenched in 2018, and then we get put pressure on to say, let's go and find another job. But the Lord really had already awakened a calling on your life prior to that. And obviously, you needed to get your wife on board and get her to support you and your family. And there was an expectancy. And what was the preparation? I would like you just to share what made you decide, okay, now is the time.
Okay, Renette, yeah, thank you. It's a very good question. All glory to the Lord. It was not an easy process. It was not an easy time. The first thing you need to realize is that when God calls you, he will equip you. But very accurately, or very important that you need to do, is stay at the Lord's feet. Because this is the time where you cannot leave and where you cannot start doing things on your own. Just to give an example, I had all my plans made out. I had my finances planned. I knew exactly if my retrenchment package comes through, this is where the money is going. That was planned out, but that was my plans. That was Anton's plans.
Yeah.
That was not the Lord's plans. The time approached for me to finish at work, and the interesting thing is, and this is again God ordained, I was ready for it. I had my plans ready, and everything was on paper. It looked great. And they suddenly extended the period that I have to finish by about half a month. And I thought, okay, now this is brilliant. So I did the calculations and, extra little bit of money. So great, we're going to do this. During that period, I registered Gariso Ministries, again, really listening and hearing from the Lord what to do and where to go to and how to do this. The Gariso Ministries consist of myself, my sister Lizette, and my dad, Eddie, the directorship founders, and then later on Richard joined us. But that was all good. And the Lord brought the right people on my path to register this and to get this going. I obviously felt very strongly that I cannot be a lone ranger. I do need to be accountable to somebody. So I ran this past our church. I'm in Cornerstone Church in Bedford View. Past our church elders to get their support, and they supported, and the family prayed with me. That's very important. Mm. The family needs to pray with you. Yes. About this. And you need to start asking the Lord to help you discern, because there's so many people that's going to tell you you are doing the wrong thing. You are not hearing from the Lord. So you need to make sure that you've heard from the Lord. You've clearly heard from the Lord. You can ask the Lord for confirmation. Get your confirmation. And if you feel that this is where the Lord's called you, stick to it. Don't listen to people. Surround yourself with godly people that prays with you and for you. I cannot stress the importance of that. People that will place you at the Lord's feet in times that it's difficult for you. So the time came where I left my job. I finished, and it was great. I had pamphlets printed, leaflets printed. And what we did was on the leaflets, we had the ministry bank account details, you know, and I thought, this is going to be brilliant. I'm not going to have an issue with finances in the ministry. But this is, again, my plan. This is not what the Lord wanted. We had a person sponsoring the leaflets for us, and we printed thousands of them. And when they printed, the bank details were wrong. The bank name wasn't even there. So nothing came from that. And that's the first where I realized, okay, Anthony, you are not listening to what the Lord's saying. You need to go back and listen to what the Lord's saying. Simultaneously, my funds did not pay out the way they were supposed to, my retrenchment package. And there I had all my plans neatly worked out. But again, it was my plans. It was not God's plan.
Incredible.
And after the first month without earning an income, and you realize that for years I proclaimed to trust the Lord, but actually I trusted my salary. I relied on my salary.
That was your resource.
That was my resource. And where's my faith in the Lord now? And that took some soul searching. Because now I need to realize that, firstly, this is not about me. This is God. This is God's work. And I need to trust God fully. You know, a verse that stood out for me is Matthew 3:11, where John said, "There's the Lamb. I'm not even worthy to carry his sandals." And you realize that God is so great that I am not even worthy to carry his sandals. How much more to tell people about this amazing God? You know, this is such a responsibility. This is so big. And here I go, make my own plans. And God just wipes it away and says, follow me. I will make the plans and I will provide for you. And from the first month, God just provided in the most amazing way. I had to learn to trust God for finances. I had to learn to trust God for absolutely everything. And it was an amazing journey. It taught me about Jesus Christ and who he is in a way that I've never experienced before. And it taught me about his love and his compassion and his care. And by that, I don't want to say prosperity, you know.
No,
it's not easy.
No, it's just not limiting him.
It's not limiting. God's got all the resources. He can provide for you. And he provides in ways that we cannot even think of. You know, so many times we pray, and I made the mistake. Lord, can you provide for me in this and this and this way? And the Lord just came through in a completely different way that just completely surprising. And
you know it's from him.
It can only be from him.
Because it wasn't on your agenda.
No, it wasn't. And thinking about it, you know, yeah, if you did it the way you asked, you can say, okay, but this is the way I wanted to do it. But now I can only say all glory to God. It is only him. And it's God that provided in absolutely every way. So is everybody's road the same? No, I don't think it is the same. Friends of mine that's in full-time ministry had a completely different road that they walked, and it happened completely different for them. I do believe mine is, but I cannot stress enough how important it is to spend time with with the Lord in prayer. I cannot stress enough how important it is to surround yourself with people that prays with you and for you. Whenever I have a major decision to make, I have a few people that I go to and ask them, please pray with me, and we're going to pray about this. Because I don't want to make my plans. I don't want to make...
And you don't want to script the Lord.
I don't want to script the Lord and tell him how to do it. Mm-hmm. I want the Lord to reign absolutely in everything that I do and in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I can go out and just share that with people out there, and it makes such a difference.
Wow, wow, wow. And that is so profound because, you know, God has a perfect will, and his way is perfect for us. And, you know, we fight our own will so many times, and we want to follow it, and because we know and we want to go back into the familiar ways of the way we do things. But now you have to step out and do it his way. And that is a complete mind shift. And that is something like retraining, especially at our age, you know, to retrain ourselves in a whole new mindset. So family and friends, I just want to encourage you, you know, if the Lord is calling you on something or calling you on a journey that you need to take, be really, really vigilant. As Anton said, position yourself amongst the right people that will come alongside you, that you do not make the mistakes, that you can go into full and bring the according, you know, your whole ministry into full alignment according to the ways of the world of the Lord. So, Anton, thank you for encouraging us there, because again, it's just that faith journey that we so often don't want to tap into because we have so much knowledge of life.
Yes.
And just trusting him, especially on finances, because that normally keeps us so bound and so stuck and so fearful. That comes with it, the fear, the factor that comes with it. So, but we're going to listen to a track quickly and really going to conclude this conversation straight after this. Thank you, Anton.
Thank you, Renette.
Really golden nuggets.
Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM with Renette Myberg. Finding God's truth for the way forward together.
Hi there, family and friends, and thank you for joining me, Renette Myberg, on my program called Rise. I just want to give you a little bit of admin that we need to do. We have a WhatsApp line on 081-729-1657, and our Telegram number is the same, 081-729-1657, and we have an SMS line, 37988. And we have a counseling department on 021-9177-000, and our option is 1. And go and visit us on our Facebook. You have no idea how many wonderful interviews are on there. There's so much activity. You can get to know us a little bit. And go onto these WhatsApps and our Telegram and let us get to know you a bit. And if you want to know anything about our guests, anything about any advice that you need, let us see how we can help you and direct you to where you need to be. And but first of all, we're going to just continue and conclude this amazing, incredible interview that we've just had. It's been such a privilege to have you with us, Anton. And you've given us such clarity on, you know, God's really when he's in control and he's called you to something, to just get up, move and do it in full obedience. Yeah. So I just want you to give us a little bit of advice and just what made you get clarity on what your vision and mission was going to be like. As you said, each one has got a different calling for a different reason. If you're in the marketplace, business, or full-time ministry, or even part-time ministry, whatever it is that we need to have purely at the Lord's feet, have his blessed assurance and approval on it.
Sure, Renette. Thank you. Yes, I think what stood out for me on my journey is I had confirmation. I frequently asked the Lord for confirmation. First, I had the prophetic word. I had this burning desire inside me, but this desire was not placed there by me. I know it's the Lord that placed this desire in me to step out. And then I had the confirmation. I had two events which was definite for me. The first one was when my wife walked up to me and said, "This is your time," because my wife was always kind of skeptical about me going into full-time ministry. What's going to happen? How are we going to manage this? The day she walked up, that was almost my final card and final answer to say, "The Lord's now." Because the only way she could reach that point was the Lord spoke to her. The Lord spoke into her heart. And the next confirmation was when finally the retrenchments were finished, and that the end of that first month where none of my plans worked out, and the Lord started just opening doors for me and for the ministry. And things just started falling in place. And I knew this is God. This is only God. Mm-hmm. Nothing that I tried was working. Nothing that I planned was working, but God's will and God's way. And that was my confirmation. And from there, can I say there were days that I didn't doubt? There were. There were days that I felt, am I doing the right thing here? And that's days when God is so gracious and so amazing that he will bring people around you to confirm that for you again. You know, God speaks to us in various ways. And it's about just listening, just being quiet and listen to God when he speaks to you. I've had so many people come around, and the days that you really need it, they will speak into your life and they will speak into ministry. And you know, these are people that God sent to confirm and to speak. If I may give you an example for this tour that we were on now, we knew we had to go. We didn't have any of the funding for this tour, and the morning we left, we received the final funds for this outreach. And that's just being obedient, not turning back when we look at the world and the circumstances, not listening to what the world says, but listening to what God says. If we are obedient and listening to him, he will provide. He will make the way. God is faithful. He will not leave us.
Even
he will not forsake us.
Even in the 11th hour,
he is there. He is with us. So, yes, I think my big confirmation was the fact that two things. My wife's confirmation, because that is only God that could have done that. Mm. And then secondly, just how things fell in place for the ministry itself.
For the ministry itself. And, I mean, you've been in it so many years, and it clearly must be ordained by the Lord. I mean, there is no ways that you could have sustained and maintained yourself on your own.
No.
And he clearly has his approval still. He's still on the road. Praise the Lord. And we're just so grateful for what the Lord is doing with you. Mm-hmm. And Richard, and may the Lord just bless you in your ministry and your sister, and, you know, the call that you have, the calling that you have, that you touch these people that are minimized and marginalized and often overlooked, and they're not the ones that are bringing you the, you know, to hundreds of rands, and there's no, you know, as you said, it's not about prosperity.
No.
It's about prospering the soul and healing the person. And that is what the Lord has called you to do. And may the Lord just continuously touch every life that you've touched, that the Lord, that will never be the same again. And, you know, Anton, I just want you to, maybe you can just give us, just pray with us for those that need to maybe make some decisions now, and that they'll just be encouraged for possibly what, and or just to listen and hear what the Lord has got planned for them.
It'll be a privilege. Thank you. Lord, as we enter your throne room this afternoon, Lord, Father, we just want to sit at your feet and be quiet, Lord. We just want to be overtaken by your awesomeness, Lord, Father, because when we stand before you, we are in awe of who you are. When we stand before you, Lord, we actually suddenly just lose words, Lord, because you are amazing. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, Lord. Father, we cannot but break out in praise and worship of who you are. we cannot but break out in praise and worship of you, our Lord and King, and what you do each and every day, Lord, and how you sustain us, how you sustain this world and this earth and everything on it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we glorify you, Lord. Father, we thank you for every person that's listening today, Lord. We thank you for the people whose hearts you've stirred, Lord, and yeah, just for working in each and every person's life, Lord. Father, we ask today that you will be with each person that listened to this, Lord, that's feeling called to serve you full-time, Lord, that you will speak to them clearly, Lord, that they will hear from you, Lord, that they will not listen to the world and all the influences, but they will focus on you and your voice, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you will surround them with people that will also help them and pray for them, Lord, and bring them before your feet. Father, I ask that nobody will make a decision based on their feelings, because then it's wrong, Lord. May each and every person make decisions based on your will, Lord, and to remain in the middle of your will. I ask, Lord, that you will give each person wisdom, that you will give them discernment, Lord, and that you will just guide them each and every step of the way, Lord. And yeah, Lord, just give them the confirmation they need. We ask that you will be with them. We thank you in Jesus' name that we can ask this of you, Lord. We thank you because we know you are a gracious Lord and you are a loving God. And yeah, Lord, we want to worship you with angel choirs and sing, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who reigns in heaven and on earth, Lord." We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day and for this opportunity. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity with Renette, and I ask that you will also bless her and keep her, Lord, and guide her on her path, Lord, and that you will be with her. I pray for this station, Lord, and ask that you will be with each and every person here, Lord, and guide them in wisdom, Lord, and discernment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, that was so anointed. Thank you so much. And we're so grateful to have had you in the studio with us today. And thank you for bringing the Holy Spirit and His presence. And may the Lord just bless you and Richard on your safe travels back home. And as we said now, we sometimes purpose-driven, but we need to be purpose-filled and just filled by the Holy Spirit. And He will take us on this amazing journey that Amen. He's got planned for us. Amen. So, Anton, be safe. And may you just touch many, many lives, and you and Richard and your ministry, that you will just over the seas as well, and that Thank many you. Doors will be opened for you. And family and friends, we just want to stick to the rules, be safe, and look after yourselves, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed week until we meet next week again. Thank you, Anton.
Thank you, Renette. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it, and it was a blessing to be with you.
We were truly blessed. God bless you, everyone. Goodbye. See you next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.